We're back. Ernie Yarbrough here, Right Side Radio, filling in for Phil Williams, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. What a fantastic set couple of segments with Dr. Joy Riley, the head of bioethics and culture in Tennessee. Amazing. Good stuff. And hope to hear back from her soon here in Alabama. We mentioned Dr. George Grant a couple times in that conversation, and so while he was not able to call in today, he has got a recorded clip for us, Dr. Grant, on the story of legacy of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger for a few minutes of discussion. Dr. Grant is a phenomenal author, teacher, writer, speaker, my hero, so let's take a minute here and just hear a few minutes from Dr. Grant on the legacy of Planned Parenthood and talk. It's being loaded up right now. So again, you couldn't call in, but we got the audio. The big rig is doing an amazing job holding down the fort. All right. Well, we're going to catch an ad. We're going to do an ad first and come back and hear Dr. George Grant, and then we'll roll from there.
Hey, by the way, let me pause a second. All right. I'm going to pause a second and give you something big to think about and give you something free. Oh, got your attention. This is a crazy world. All right. And yet here you are. You're working hard to plan for your future, stand up for what you believe in at the same time, because I know this audience, you do. But what if you found out that in the middle of doing all that, that some of your investments were going to things that are just absolutely contrary to what you say you believe in? Well, it happens all the time. So maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at our newest advertiser, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in as much as your bottom line. These are solid local experts. They use biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return. And they do it in a way that, yeah, it impacts your bottom line, but it also impacts the world in which you live. This is what I call financial freedom. So if you want to know about what's in your portfolio, here's the deal. Check it out. You can get this free thing called a free impact report. That's it. Just go to their website, Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. And you can always go to our Right Side Radio website and go to the sponsors tab, click on their logo, takes you right to their website, rightsideradio.org.
All right, we're back here. So thank you, Big Rig, for that commercial. Because, hey, we got to pay the bills and give reps to folks who are helping us, as the good Phil Williams just said, put our money where it needs to go. So let's take a minute here. We're going to hear a clip from Dr. George Grant, graciously sent it in, about the legacy of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger.
I'm George Grant, a pastor in Middle Tennessee. I've written a number of books on the issue of the sanctity of life, including Grand Illusions, a massive profile of Planned Parenthood, Third Time Around, which is a history of the pro-life movement from the first century to the present, The Quick and the Dead, which is a profile of chemical abortions. But perhaps I'm best known for a little book I wrote 30 years ago entitled Killer Angel. It's a biography of Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger. In life and death, the progenitor of the grisly abortion industry and a patron of the devastatingly destructive sexual revolution, Margaret Sanger has been lauded as radiant and courageous, a reformer honored by men as different and divergent as H.G. Wells and Martin Luther King, George Bernard Shaw and Harry Truman, Bertrand Russell and John D. Rockefeller, Albert Einstein, Dwight Eisenhower, Hillary Clinton, and Kamala Harris. This remarkable killer angel was able to secret away her perverse atrocities, emerging in the annals of history practically vindicated and victorious. That this could happen is a scandal of grotesque proportions. The organization she founded, Planned Parenthood, is the oldest, largest, and best organized nonprofit organization in the world, providing abortion and birth control services. From its ignoble beginnings around the turn of the century as an illegal birth control center in Brooklyn, New York, Sanger's entire shoestring operation consisted of an illegal back alley operation in a shabby neighborhood staffed by a shadowy clutch of firebrand activists and anarchists. Their goal was not women's health. Their goal was not reproductive rights. Their goal was to usher in a cultural revolution, a kind of a progressive caveat to Western civilization. They cried out, "No gods, no masters." The organization has used its considerable political, institutional, and financial clout to mainstream old-school left-wing extremism and progressivism. It has weighed in with sophisticated lobbying, advertising, and backroom strong-arming to virtually remove the millennium-long stigma against child-killing abortion procedures and family-sundering socialization programs. Planned Parenthood thus looms like a Leviathan or a Goliath over the increasingly tragic culture war. Margaret Sanger, its founder, its inspiration, its philosophical lodestone, therefore warrants our understanding. What we need to do is we need to look at the past to understand where we are in the present and how we got here. Many Americans are absolutely astonished at the changes that they've seen in their nation. It didn't come apart about, and it didn't come apart at the seams overnight. It wasn't COVID, it wasn't Biden, although these have been contributing factors in the acceleration of the change. These changes are as old as Margaret Sanger's plots around the time of the First World War in Greenwich Village in New York. I'm convinced that this battle is not only not over, but it is exceedingly winnable by the forces of goodness and rightness and truth if Christians and patriotic Americans will stand up and say no more to this progressive agenda, no more to this family-destroying process, no more to this death-dealing progressivism. We have an opportunity in the next few years to turn things around if we have the will and the resources to do so. Again, I'm George Grant, and my hope and prayer for America as we enter into the last half of 2024 is that we would rally to the cause of right and do the next right thing.
Wow, that's fantastic. Dr. George Grant, my life mentor in many respects, along with my dad, my father-in-law. And he makes a great point there. We have to know our history. We have to know where this came from. There are actually connections. Margaret Sanger's initial board of directors and some euthanasia folks tied into Hitler and eugenics. And it's just crazy how all this started and learning more about this. And he makes the point there that if we stand with courage and we say no more, right? And that's one of the things that on this issue, I think is very, I feel very strongly about that there should be no compromise, that we have to draw. This is one of those Rubicon line in the sand type of things where even as Dr. Joy Riley was saying, we have to say, hey, we know without a shadow of a doubt from its earliest form, its earliest days that the embryo is just the earliest human form of life. You know, he makes the point there too that I think it's very important to understand that all of this debate is connected to what was made, a massive effort was made, right? To, hey, let's have a sexual revolution. Let's turn loose and turn away from God's definitions of sexuality and the proper and healthy expressions of human sexuality in the context of marriage. And let's don't stop there, right? Planned Parenthood's been involved and a part of or supports these social engineering programs that ultimately lead to the destruction of the home. And hey, let's get men out of the home. Let's make it profitable for people to have children without, you know, kind of led to the rise of baby daddy culture in some ways. Let's make it possible, financially doable, for the attack on the home and the destruction of the home. And so it's led to this, you know, this idea, well, I don't want to, you know, if I don't want to have children, but I want to be involved in sexual activity, let's take God's definitions, throw them to the side, right? And let's engage in this behavior. Then I just don't want to have the consequences of children. And that's why, again, the Harrison Butker speech goes back to the root of the issue, and like putting their hand on the sacred calf is why there's such a strong reaction one way or the other. Because the reality is, at root of all of this is either we're gonna say yes and amen to God's definitions and God's standards of sexuality and marriage and relationship, and then in that, the safety of how men should treat women and how we embrace the roles of home and having children, right? And the value of home, the value of children, the value of pouring into our little people and creating a home where there's morals and values and faith and structure, or the unraveling of society. There's no question that Margaret Sanger's mission is directly tied to the destruction not only of the family, but the unraveling of society. But it's time to take a stand, say no more, and stand in the gap not only for babies, but a return in that context to a culture of life and family and flourishing, because that is absolutely the right side way.